by the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Welcome back to Sports Byline Coast to Coast and Border to Border around the world and over 500 outlets on the American Forces Radio Network as well. Very nice to be joined by a member of one of the first families of American racing. It's Kyle Petty, and Kyle Petty is here to talk about how the Motorola Roadster 2 will make people more responsible and safer when they're behind the wheel. But Kyle, I got to tell you, first and foremost, I remember my first notion of stock car racing came when I was in junior high in the 70s, and we had all these STP stickers with the number 43 and your dad's name all over them. And I had those STP stickers on my bike, and they were everywhere. That was a pretty good ad campaign back then.
You know what? I cannot believe you bring that up. We were talking about that the other day. When we grew up, I grew up obviously about the same time you did, there was nothing better than STP stickers. And I don't care where you went, parts store, gas stations, people would give you STP stickers. And every kid that I knew between the ages of about 9 or 10 and about 13 or 14 had STP stickers on their school books, on their lockers, on their bicycles, on the refrigerator. It didn't make any difference. They stuck stickers and decals everywhere. That was a cool promotion.
Yeah, it absolutely was, and it really worked well, too, I got to say that. And just one more thing about your dad, Richard, and every time I've ever seen the guy in my life on TV, whatever it is, he's always got a smile on his face. Is he always that happy, or is that an act?
He just doesn't have his hearing aids in, so he doesn't know what anybody's saying. That's just the way he is. I'm telling you, when you see him on TV, when you meet him in person, if you walked in his house right now and he was sitting there watching TV, he's exactly the same all the time. And I think that's what's resonated with the fans through the years. You talk about all the wins and all the championships and all that, but it's the fans who have met him that just feel connected to him because he's just that guy you see on TV.
Well, and I think NASCAR in general, when you see a Chevy Lumina out there and you know you're driving one, it ain't as souped up, but it's a guy that maybe you grew up with and went to your high school. And I like open wheel racing, but those guys are more of these international stars. The NASCAR driver, as are the cars, they just seem more approachable to the average fan.
Yeah, I think the guy sitting in the third row looks down there and says, "There, but for the grace of God, I could drive one of these things." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the connection. And from the time you get to be 14, 15, 16 years old and start driving, then you can relate. You look at Dale Earnhardt Jr., you look at Kenny Wallace, at Tony Stewart and guys like that, and you think, "Man, I could do that. I think I could drive a race car." And It's a lot easier to look at that than to look at some of the NBA players and some of those guys and think I could play in the NBA. I can't, but I think I can drive a race car. And I think that's what the King and those guys have always embodied.
So, Rick Tittle with Kyle Petty here on Sports Byline. You mentioned a Wallace. We know that Rusty just recently got into the Hall of Fame, and that guy to me has always been one of my favorites because he has been just such a humorous guy who didn't really take himself too seriously, and he said he was shocked that he got in, but his numbers were there. What do you think about him getting in?
No. He's the last guy right now that's 50-plus wins that was not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
There's been a lot of made up, because it took Darrell 3 years to get in, and, Cale took him a couple of 3 years to get in. But honestly, once you got past Darrell and Cale and Bobby, the guys with 80 wins, and you already had Junior Johnson in, and my grandfather Lee in. Those guys were 50 plus winners. Out of the top 12 or 13 drivers with 50 plus wins, Rusty's the last available guy until we get to, until we get to Jimmy Johnson and to Jeff Gordon, and they're still racing, so they're not eligible right now. So I think when you look at it, it was only fitting that you make that, you close that loop of 50 plus race winners, and all of them are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, when I was looking at the list of who got in the other day, and I saw Leonard Wood, the inventor of the modern day pit stop, and I was thinking, he's not the inventor of the pit stop, the modern day pit stop. And it made me think, well, what did the pit stops used to look like before Leonard Wood?
You know what? You need to go online and try to find some of them. They would run around the car with a jack and jack the car up, and they had a four-way, you know, and a four-way is basically it's just two pieces of metal welded together with four different sockets on the end, and you had to physically do it. It wasn't with an air gun. It wasn't with any of that. You had to take the gas cap off the gas tank, and you had to fill it up with a can, but they were just five-gallon cans. They weren't the big 10- and 11-gallon cans that Leonard and those guys came up with. So it took two or three cans to fill the car up instead of just two with 11 gallons in it. So I think when you look at it, they were innovative and come up with stuff that really, really changed and took a pit stop from being a minute and 20 or 30 seconds and time for a guy to jump out of the car and go to the bathroom and come back to, you know, a 20 or 30 second pit stops. And then it's just kind of gone down from there with the athleticism and the new equipment that everybody has.
A couple more questions for Kyle Petty. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is when you get to be the crew chief there, and that guy, his butt is on the line too. You know, when they come in, they start measuring restrictor plates and a quarter inch here, a quarter inch there, and next thing you know, that guy might be fined or suspended. And I always thought it was a bit of a thankless job being on a crew. If you do your job well, no one notices, and if you mess up, you might be on fire. But what's it like being a crew chief, and you might end up going into your wallet with a big old fine?
Yeah, you know, most of the time, and I laugh about that because most of the time the owners pay the fines. Very rarely does a crew chief ever have to pay a fine for the driver or for the other. It's funny, but, you know, the thing is, you're right, it's a thankless job. It's a thankless job being a crew chief. It's a thankless job really being a crew member because when you're standing in victory lane, you know, the driver's the only one that gets credit. And when the driver's sitting in the wall or loses time on pit road or something bad happens, then the crew and the crew chief are the guys that get the blame. The driver never seems to get the blame. So it's a tough job, and it's getting tougher every year, and the pressure on these guys is enormous. It's immense. It's really amazing that they last more than 4 or 5 years.
And Kyle, why do you think, I've always wondered this, because, you know, we all have, you know, caught a baseball, threw a baseball, but we look at a big league hitter, and we know we can't hit a 93-mile-per-hour breaking ball. We know we just can't do it. But when we see NASCAR's driving, as you said, like that guy in row three, what separates a guy like you that can handle that and 99.9% of the rest of us that can't do that?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. And that's probably a good question. I just think it's what you want to do. You know what I mean? I mean, I think about guys and that do other sports. I think about guys that do other jobs from, you know, iron work to stringing lines for telephone companies to, you know, running grocery stores or parts houses. I think it's what you want to do. And, you know, it's just what I grew up in. It was a lifestyle. My grandfather raced, my father raced, I raced, Adam came along, I had a son that raced. So it's just what we'd always done. So I never thought about not driving a race car. You know, I never thought about not just working on them or being around cars or being around racing. So what amazes me are guys like Rusty Wallace that we were talking about a minute ago. Guys that didn't grow up in the sport, but all of a sudden one day wake up and say, "Hey, I'm gonna be a race car driver," and they go out and they do it. And that takes a lot of heart, a lot of desire, and a lot of determination. And those guys deserve what they've gotten.
And finally, when I'm looking at the standings right now, I see Biffle and Kenseth Jr. and Hamlin. There's Jimmy at five. Any predictions?
No. 11 races into the season, no predictions. You know, that's like making a baseball prediction in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. You know, they're going to play 160 games or whatever they play. You never know what's going to happen. And I think we're at that place where you just don't know what's going to happen in this sport. Every time you turn around, there's somebody else up front. And, I mean, we've had two or three different guys that have won a couple of races and a lot of single-time winners so far. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good answer, too, because I remember a couple of years ago I had a guy said, you know, in stone it was going to be Mark Martin's year, and you just never know what's going to happen down at the end. Finally, Kyle, I know you're here to talk about the Motorola Roadster 2 and about responsible driving this summer. Why don't you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, you know, I've teamed up with Motorola, and, you know, as an ex-driver, and we're talking about all these drivers and all their desire and that focus, and I think it's important for people to understand that driving a car is a privilege. And when you drive, you need to drive responsible. You need both hands on the wheels. You need to know what's going on around you. You need to stay focused. And this month, or coming up this summer, Motorola has come up with an initiative. It's Thumbs Up for Responsible Driving. And all it is about is getting people to drive responsibly, to pay attention to what's going on around them. We know school's getting ready to be out, so you've got a lot more young drivers on the highway. You've got a lot of families on vacation. Don't want you texting and driving. Don't want you talking on the phone and driving. Motorola has the Roadster 2 and various other hands-free devices along with Bluetooth. And you can go to Motorola.com to find out more about some of the stuff that they have and what the Thumbs Up for Responsibility Driving program is about. But, you know, it's just about getting people to stay connected, but at the same time be responsible for your actions. You know, you're on the highway, you're responsible for you and the passengers in your car, and you're responsible for the other people on the highway too. You may not think of it that way, but when you start crossing lines and weaving and running slow and then fast, you become a hazard, just as you would if you had a drink or two. So, you've got to applaud Motorola for taking that lead with the products that they have, with the innovations that they've come up with for hands-free devices. You got to applaud that because they've taken the lead in the industry to do that. And, this summer is going to be a big summer, a lot of people on vacation. So remember, Thumbs Up for Responsible Driving.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, you can go to Facebook as well, facebook.com, Motorola, to check it out, and the Motorola Roadster 2, which I will be happy to give away coming up here after a break. We've been speaking with Kyle Petty. Kyle, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you the first time, and I'm glad you knew what I was talking about when I brought up that STP thing.
Yeah, no, I know exactly, man. I wish I still had some of those things.
I do, too. All right, hey, Kyle, take care. I hope to catch up with you again down the road.
All right, man, take care.
All right, that's Kyle Petty. As I said, I have the Motorola Roadster 2 in my hands. This thing is pretty cool. Not only is it hands-free, you can text hands-free. You can run your music through it as well. This thing is pretty crazy. We'll give it away after a quick break right here on Sports Byline. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Titillating Sports.
Es ist was anderes geben. Diesem Land hab ich Treue geschworen. Bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland, du mein schönes Pfälzerland.